I remember December the 7th also, because I was at Hendrix, and at that time they were mobilizing the National Guard, and some of my friends had gone to what was called Dutch Harbor, Alaska. A lot of boys from here helped pay their way through school by being in the National Guard. And of course, they were the first ones called. And that was one of the first places that I remember them going. It wasn't overseas, but still it was. They had to go a great piece, at least it was for us. And I remember in Conway, of course, Camp Robinson was open.
Now, where is that?
Camp Robinson? Camp Robinson was one of the largest camps in the South. It was at Little Rock, north of North Little Rock. And you had what you call the, what was that? Anyway, it was the service entertainment part of it. And some way, I had met some of the soldiers through friends, and they came to Hendrix, and we were getting ready to go to church that morning, and they were coming by to get us. And it was before we went to church that we heard it. And of course, they called and said that they had been called into Camp Robinson again, that they couldn't come. All leaves were suspended. And you didn't know what to do. And on Monday morning, I know we were in French class. No, yes, I was in French class. And the Spanish teacher had a radio. And of course, nobody was having any classes or anything. So the French class and the Spanish class went in to listen to Roosevelt's talk. And that was impressive on a young person. And of course, you had lots of friends that you lost. And some of them you never got over. And it was all a trying time. And you wonder, back in those days, people were patriotic.
Do you notice a difference?
Well, when we went through that Vietnam thing, maybe I didn't understand the Vietnam thing, and maybe it wasn't the same thing. Maybe your age group understood something different. But when the country calls, I think it's the duty of the people to go. Maybe it was a different war, of course. We were attacked. But yet we went to Europe to defend those countries. I don't see anything hardly different. It's a different situation in the Far East, as far as I'm concerned. Maybe we didn't have any business. Apparently we didn't. But boy, you just, during World War II, just everything, you didn't think about anything but the boys over there, and you didn't mind what you had to give up, or you didn't mind that you couldn't go anywhere. And when you took a car to Little Rock, when you had enough stamps for gas and things like that, you took a carload. You didn't go just one person. And you took just as many people as you could, and anybody that wanted to ride, you stacked them in, because not very many people were going.
How much difference did the rationing make in say, the life of the county here? What can you remember as being greatly effective?